Well, welcome to the March 1st, 2024 News You Can Use podcast. Randy, good morning.
That's right. It's the first of the month, so everybody knows a new podcast, right, Marshall?
That's right. I'm going to talk right now just a little bit about updated installation, operation, and maintenance manual. So we've spent the last couple months readdressing the installation guide. We called it Installation Operation Maintenance Manual. I'm going to call it the IOM from here on out. But basically, we've gone in and cleaned it up. It's got a new, fresh look. Everything's been updated that we can update. And there's a new URL, too. So you used to go to polyprocessing.com/install guide, and that's still available. But that takes you to the landing page. So if you want to download immediately the IOM, you go to polyprocessing.com/IOM, and that'll take you to the download section. Will actually automatically download. One of the things we'd like to see happen over the next several months is as you look through that IOM, you see things maybe that don't look right, or we're missing a comma or whatever it is. Send an email to marketing@polyprocessing.com. Let us know what's going on with that, and we want to fix it because we want it to be right. So next we have Jeff Simnich, who oversees our frontline group, and is also the operations manager for our French camp plant. Welcome, Jeff. Jeff's going to talk about two things today. One, we talked about in our last podcast, the Infoducer. He's got an update on that for us, and then he's also going to talk about a plan that we have going forward on downpipes. Jeff, can you give us a little insight?
I can. So previous podcast, Christina came on and talked about and introduced the Infoducer. And so where we are with that today is we've set up stock numbers, PVC, CPVC, including all the bolts and gaskets that you would need for those. These are available to quote now through PolyQuote if you are using PolyQuote, or through your inside sales rep. So ask about it next time you talk to your inside sales rep or your regional sales manager.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff, talking about the Infoducer and the fact that we can order it now. Part numbers are ready. Give us a little insight on the future of downpipes at Polyprocessing Company, both for the reverse float, level gauge, and for fill line downpipes.
Yeah. So, Marshall, we're going to start reducing the use, not quoting the internal pipe for the reverse float indicator. So that will eliminate the need for the freestanding pipe support in the inside the tank. And when it comes to fill lines, we're going to do similar. There is a recommendation that you could use an anti-foam fill assembly. That's the one with a 45-degree elbow that goes into the sidewall, and that will also eliminate any internal pipe supports needed. The challenge with the internal pipe supports, and this will create an ease of business as well for our customers, our end-use customers, is the challenge is that they're difficult to service in the field. Once you fill a chemical, if anything needs to be serviced, it's very difficult to do it at that point.
We might tell everybody that there's a blog coming out on this in the near future that will address just this issue of when you get asked for a downpipe, what are some alternatives, why is it asked for, and what are some alternatives.
That's right, Randy. Look for that blog in the middle of March. And if you don't see it when it's first published, go to our website, and on the right-hand side where it shows the different blog subjects, click on FAQ on that tag list, and it'll bring you to that blog on downpipes.
So, Jeff, you know, just kind of trying to point out that we're going to try to sway people away from that. It does bring an ease of business and also a cost savings and, you know, less hassle in the field.
That's right. Well, thank you, Jeff, for hanging out with us for a few minutes today.
Thanks for having me again.
Thank you, Jeff.
So let's talk now about fume tight venting. And this is something that we've addressed in our venting matrix. So if you look at our vending matrix, which is on our website, it's in our catalog, it's also in the install guide or the IOM manual. Randy, you want to talk just quickly about that?
Yeah, we're bringing a little clarity to this. And so those of you who may have worked with the vending chart for a while now, you know that there's a third column on that for when your application is with a scrubber. There is nothing that really addresses fume tight tanks, but one of the things in conflict there a little bit is that we ask for a safe surge on all tanks over 1,000 gallons. So just to clarify it, we're now having that same column for the scrubber, and Marshall, we've got it updated, like you said, across all the vending charts. It'll be scrubber or fume tight. So if you do have a fume tight application, you still follow that same venting column as you would if it were a scrubber. So that's either right. Or, that's the chart and the sizes that you use. We're going to hear from our Director of Operations, Zach Rank, next. And what I want you to keep in mind is that the following might be good for you to come back to in the future if you ever need to explain exactly what OR1000 is at a very technical level with an engineer, especially around the confusion issue that it's just a linear polyethylene, which often gets misrepresented. So listen to the following, but remember, it might be something to come back and review again if you want some little practice notes, cliff notes, you know, before you go in and see that consultant.
Just a reminder that all of our News You Can Use podcasts are available by going to polyprocessingpartner.com. That's our P3 website. And on the front page, you'll see quick links on the left-hand side. Go down to reference, click on News You Can Use, and both the new and past podcasts are available for you to listen to at your convenience.
Next, we have Zach Rank, our Director of Operations here at Polyprocessing, and we've asked him to come on to talk about a common confusion issue about OR1000.
Welcome,
you know, Zach.
Zach,
OR1000 often gets just described as kind of a linear polyethylene because that's what our competitors do. They put a linear polyethylene down on top of the crosslink, and I think, you know, so many people just kind of think that's what OR1000 is. Could you address that? I mean, you're overseeing the operations, and let's hear it directly from the source. What is distinct about our OR1000 versus what competitors out there do?
Yeah, thanks, Randy. Yeah, our OR1000 is more than just a polyethylene that gets put over the surface. It is a polyethylene that is custom formulated for the storage of heavy oxidizing chemicals. The OR1000 is actually infused with antioxidants during the compounding process, and those antioxidants are designed specifically to stand up to heavy oxidizing chemicals. We've done testing on this, and there is a blog on our website that documents the test results, and it's entitled OR1000 Next Generation System for Oxidizing and Corrosive Chemical Storage. In that blog and in that study, there is information graphed out that compares our OR1000 to the two industry-leading rotomolding polyethylenes. And in that study, what we've done is we've measured the retention of elongation properties of the material, which is basically the material's resistance to brittleness over time as it is exposed to 12.5% sodium hypochlorite at 40 degrees C. And so the study runs out over the course of a 9-month period. And in that 9 months, the two leading polyethylenes lose 30% of their elongation properties within the 9 months. And within that same 9 months, our OR1000 loses less than 5% of its elongation properties when exposed to the 12.5% sodium hypochlorite. So it is definitely more than just a standard off-the-shelf polyethylene that's introduced into the tank. And
yeah, all covered in the blog, and I might mention, if you hit the tag words on the blog for frequently asked questions, FAQ, that'll be one of them that pops up, because that's a good one to send to when people are confused about how ours is different. And you have another technical paper that kind of like addresses this issue too, Zach, right?
Yeah, and let me just also say in that same blog, we compared the industry leading polyethylene for rotationally molded tanks to our OR1000 in a environmental stress crack resistance test that was custom done with sodium hypochlorite. Typically, the environmental stress crack resistance or ESCR test is done with Hydropal. This one was done with bleach, both concentrated and 1% to represent on-site bleach generation. And in that test, our OR1000 made it 2,000 hours with no failures, where the leading polyethylene completely failed at 1% bleach exposure within 500 hours and at 1,000 hours with concentrated bleach. In addition to the testing that we've done, there is also a technical bulletin on our website, and it is entitled XLPE with OR1000 Testing. And what it does is it addresses a common misconception that OR1000 is just a liner inside of a cross-link vessel. Our OR1000 is a system that is integrated into the cross-link polyethylene tank, and the technical bulletin has testing documented that demonstrates that the bond between the OR1000 and the cross-link polyethylene is actually stronger than the polyethylene itself. So we took several samples, rotationally molded per our standard process, and attempted to do a peel test on the OR1000, and the material would not peel. The OR1000 would break before it actually separated from the cross-link polyethylene.
And that document can be found at polyprocessing.com under resources and videos, and then click down to technical bulletins and you'll find that document. Again, the name of that document, so you can be very clear, is XLPE with OR1000 Testing. Randy?
Yeah, thank you, Zach. That's perfect. And when you guys run into this issue where the competition is kind of just making it out to be a linear polyethylene on top of crosslink, whether they're talking about themselves or talking about us, you know, understand it's more to it than that. And those are two excellent documents that Zach just went through. You might want to listen to that while those are in front of you and help you better explain it to anybody that's confused on that issue. Thank you so much, Zach.
All right, thank you.
Well, Randy, you got anything else?
I think we're good. I think we packed them with enough information for the month.
Well, remember, if it's first of the month, it's
News You Can Use Podcast.